Welcome to the OxMap Roundup for Monday, July 27th, 2026. Today, we've got a £9 million lab opening, a deep tech water company targeting semiconductor fabs, and a tire management business pushing into Europe and the Middle East. Let's get into it.
Good lineup today, and a couple of these are real signals for the supply side of Oxford's ecosystem, which doesn't get talked about enough.
Let's start there, actually. The Oxford Trust has officially opened a £9 million lab and office development, which is one of the more meaningful additions to Oxford's physical innovation estate in a while.
Yeah, and the operator matters here as much as the square footage. The Oxford Trust is mission-driven, which genuinely de-risks early tenancy for deep tech companies that can't afford to be messed around. Watch the tenant announcements closely, because who moves in is often a leading indicator of Oxford's next spin-out wave.
Next up, NSS Water, which is targeting semiconductor manufacturing with what sounds like molecular-level water treatment for chip fabrication.
This is a really interesting timing play. You've got the EU Chips Act and UK equivalents creating real political tailwinds for semiconductor sovereignty. And NSS Water is sitting right at the intersection of cost efficiency and environmental compliance for fabs. No funding round announced yet, but a seed or Series A feels close.
And rounding out the main stories, an Oxford area tyre management technology company has appointed distributors across Europe and the Middle East, which is a pretty clear signal of commercial momentum.
Distributor appointments at that scale almost always precede a fundraise, and the Middle East piece is notable given how fast Gulf Capital is moving into mobility and logistics infrastructure right now.
We'll also flag Voxshell, a Cranfield University spin-out that's just closed an £800,000 seed round. It's outside Oxford proper, but it's a useful data point for the Oxford-Cambridge arc more broadly.
800k seed rounds for university spin-outs are pretty much the standard entry point right now. Angels, university funds, Innovate UK grants. Worth watching for Oxford equivalents at a similar stage in the coming weeks.
That's your OxMap Roundup for today. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back tomorrow with the latest from Oxford's innovation ecosystem.